Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Hey, Nathan. This email, by the way, is from B. So thank you, B, for writing in. Hey, Nathan. I hope you're doing well. I'm applying next cycle to start law school in 2023, and I'm graduating in May of 2022 from undergrad. Okay. I've already started looking for jobs at law firms to begin working after I graduate in May. When I type in paralegal, legal aid, or legal secretary, most of the jobs that post require the paralegal exam or the legal secretary exam. Is there any way I can still work at a law firm in between graduation and law school that does not require me to obtain paralegal or legal secretary certification? You want to answer that question now?
I think that there are lots of jobs in law firms that do not require that certification.
I think so too.
The jobs, I mean, apparently the ones that she's finding, or he or she are finding, is does have those requirements. I when I first saw this, my objection was, if you don't want to get paralegal or legal secretary certification, then why the hell do you want to get JD certification? Do you want to work in this field or not? Like, I can't, it's not going to hurt you to get paralegal or legal secretary, you know, certificate on your way. Plus, you know, you might be able to work your way all the way through law school. So I don't know. I read that and I was just kind of like, what are you saying? You don't want to work in law, or do you want to work in law?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I take my first LSAT in January and I'm already signed up for March and April. Okay. So as of this recording, it's August. It's pretty far out.
Yeah. That's strange to sign up for all those exams that far out.
I mean, what about November?
Oh my God, read this.
Is it possible to have my highest LSAT score substitute for these exams or certifications? No.
No, no. What? I mean, you could ask the employer, I suppose. You'd be like, hey, scoreboard, I got a 170. Is that good enough? But I think they're going to go,
no. It's kind of a strange way to start your interview process, though.
It really is. And again, right, is this not like alarm bells for you where you're just like, you don't sound like you're very serious about this? I mean, like, you are, if you want to be a lawyer, you are going to be a professional hoop jumper. Like, you're going to be, you know, you're going to like be jumping through stupid hoops for the rest of your life. And you're not, but you're not willing to jump through a hoop of getting a legal secretary certification?
Or searching for different legal jobs at the firm. Like, I feel like you've narrowed your search to these three terms and you're like, oh, well, I have to get the certification. What about just law firm jobs and see what's open? I know
this sounds like I'm worried because it sounds so much like me. Like, I see myself in this.
Okay.
Like someone who wants to take shortcuts and doesn't like being told what to do. It's not a good field for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like this. I'm like, really? Do I have to have that? Nah, come on. I should be able to get away with this. Like, let me just show you my LSAT score. And that's what I would try to do. And that's not a good thing. Like, that is not a recipe for success.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've confessed this a million times, but I feel so fucking guilty about it. I got a waiver from a mandatory attendance policy for one of my classes in law school. This professor was a literal fucking astronaut in a previous career.
Okay.
And I had the balls and stupidity and just ego, and I was such a dick that I actually emailed her a lengthy thing explaining to her that I didn't get anything out of her class and I thought that I should get a waiver from her mandatory attendance policy.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
And it was granted. She, which, I mean, of course, like if someone doesn't want to be there and is willing to be that much of a dick to say, I get literally nothing out of your class. I don't find it instructive. And it wasn't her. It was just the way she ran the class. Like, it was too much of the other students talking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like that much of a non-rule follower. You know, I'm that guy. Like, I just don't want to do it. I don't want anybody telling me what to do ever.
Yeah.
And that is what you call a major red flag if you're going to think you're going to be successful as a law student or as a lawyer. You know, sure. I just like what I should have done is I should have dropped out of school. Like I should have just been like, hey, I'm not getting anything out of any of this, because that's the truth, is I was getting nothing out of any of it. And yeah. I should have withdrawn. But I can't. Can you believe I did that? I fucking told an astronaut that I was not interested. I want a waiver. I got a waiver. It was wills and trusts. I got a waiver.
Wills and trusts. What an odd career shift.
I got like a B minus.
Yeah.
Or a B, I don't know, B plus maybe. I got the average grade that everybody got. I never went to class. I never read. I didn't study at all. I got like, you know, an outline from somebody and like took that into the open book exam and like got a B.
There you go.
It was such a fucking waste of, I was just a total loser as a student. And I apologize to that professor and to my fellow students. And I apologize to the world for being that way, but that's the way I am. And, I shouldn't have been there at all. And when I see this kind of thing, like anytime I see somebody who hasn't even started law school yet, and they're looking for those kinds of shortcuts, it's like, there's one major shortcut you could take, which is just don't do any of this.
Yeah.
Do something else. But I'm painting with a very broad brush, and I'm projecting my own shit onto B. So I apologize to B as well.
Confessions of Nathan Fox. That's the title of this episode. Or at the very least, show some level of qualification aside from my associate's, bachelor's, and 6 years of work experience for the same private practice.
Wait, what? So you've been working at a private practice for 6 years?
Oh,
but now you're also, you're trying to get another job in a different law firm? I'm confused.
I am confused too. So this person thinks, it sounds like they think they're qualified because of their experience, and very possibly they are, and they're upset by the fact that they have to jump through these hoops to show that they're qualified when they already have the qualification. Or the experience or whatever.
But I mean, you could ask the employer. You could say, hey, I've been working for 6 years. Do I really need the legal secretary certificate? And the answer might be no.
Yeah.
But why are you asking us instead of asking the actual prospective employers? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tangent. I already looked at my school to see if they have any paralegal classes I could take aside from the law classes offered in the political science department, and to no avail. Any help or guidance would be great. Well, it can't be hard. It can't be that hard to get these certifications.
My guess is that they will actually provide you with that certification. Like it is very likely that it's like a hire to train type of a thing, where you get hired with the expectation that you're going to get this legal secretary certification.
Yeah.
That's how these things work a lot. So that might be what's happening here. Or maybe you do have to go get enrolled in an actual paralegal program before you can get these jobs that you're applying for. I don't know.
I don't know that I'd be searching my university for that, though. I would just be searching online. Like, what's the...
Yeah, B was probably hoping to be able to do this certification without paying money. That's my guess. Like, I was hoping that my school would offer it and I could just take these classes as part of my bachelor's or whatever.
Hmm. Okay. Anyways, B ends, thanks so much, and I hope to hear from you soon. Praise the demon and keep up the amazing work you, Ben, and the whole LSAT, Thinking LSAT team do. Sincerely, B.
Thanks, right. B. Good luck. Sorry we don't have like a more concrete answer for you.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.